We are coming from such different places. Every one of us is so different, and everyone is carrying such a different cargo on his back. And still, it's a wonder that in the end of the day, we're able to run conversations and to talk about our feelings and about our emotions, and still to communicate, even though that the world of concepts and our vocabulary and our ideas and our mindset is so different one from each other. And in the same time, we're able to share feelings and to share thoughts and to talk about those things that we're really going through in life, and other people that comes from a different world, in the same time, they will be related to our thoughts, to our mindset. And that's the greatness of the Creator. That the Creator has that power to connect the divided ones and to make them one piece. He's able to take two people from different areas in the world and to bring and make peace between them. And this is something very, very deep, and we should count on that. And when you come to open a conversation with a friend, and when you come to shake a hand of a person, when you come to share your thoughts, your feelings, your ideas, your understandings, you need to know and to count on the fact that the Creator already prepared and opened and carved the way for you and Him to speak right now. Because the Creator, for an example, a person wakes up to do tshuva when he's 20 years old, when he's 40, 60 years old. Suddenly he wakes up and start thinking about the Creator and about the purpose to his life and the reason to live and what am I doing, and start questioning and asking. And when he looks back, he realized that all of his past, all of his life journey was a preparation for that moment of clarity, that it just hit him like a lightning in a bright day, like suddenly the light appeared. Why? Because for years I've been humbled, for years I've been prepared to that moment, for that conversation that took place, and now opened my heart. All the life that I went through built that vessel, prepared me to be able to perceive, to receive the knowledge that I just got. But if I wouldn't go through all those up and downs, through all those hard hours, I wouldn't be so ready to enjoy the wisdom that now affects me in such a meaningful way. Also, when you go and talk to someone else, also when you care about someone else, you need to count on the fact that Hashem, the Creator of the universe, already prepared him for that. That the Creator took him through his life journey to go through certain things for him to be qualified to that meeting between you and him right now. And you need to prepare yourself. If your will is really to help him, if you're there really to assist, to give him a hand, to be a lifeline for that drowning soul, and you really want to reach out to him and to give him a push or a lift, or really to shift him to a new level in his existence on earth, you need to count on the Creator to guide you with the right advice. So for that, your mind is supposed to be quiet and calm and relax. And that you can achieve only when you have confidence in the Creator. Only when you know that the Creator himself, he's the one who brought you together. He's the one that brought us to meet. He's the one who brought us to speak. There are reasons and there are purposes for everything we do in life. A person now moves a house and now he lives in a different area, and after 5 days, after 10 days, suddenly he thinks to himself, oh, maybe I should go to another place. Those 5 days were not empty. Those 2 weeks that you had to go and travel, me, I went with my family on the car driving from one state to the other. We came to Buffalo and we met 3 people over there. We drove for 6.5 hours to a class in Buffalo, sitting in front of 3 people over there in Buffalo. What's going on? You can question. But if you question, you should know that your faith is weak. You should question yourself, why my faith is weak? Why can't I understand that the Creator works with me in mysterious ways? and he knows exactly what I need to do in every room, and why only three people and not seven, and who said that seven are more than three? Do you know how many souls are attached spiritually to certain people? You can stand in front of one person that equals to the rest of the nation of Israel. There are people that are worth tens of thousands of others, and you don't know. You speak with one person, if you gave him the right advice, let's say just to open for our ears to be able to understand, for an example, there are people that have greater power to affect others. For an example, he is a lawyer, or he is a doctor, he is a wealthy person that people will listen to. He is a friendly person with a great sense of humor. Now, if you helped him in any way in life, now he will go with his sense of humor, with his connections, and he will touch the hearts of all of the people that are surrounding him. And that's only the physical explanation to what I just said. There can be a person that you will think, oh, that guy is a loner, that guy is a dreamer, that guy is like nothing. You don't know spiritually that he's on top and in charge on huge branches, with thinner branches, with millions of souls attached to him. And when he comes to high and deep understandings in life, all those houses that depends on him are being shifted, are rising, are being uplifted to new levels. And you don't know, and maybe he himself doesn't know. He just said Shakol Niya Bidvaro on his orange juice, and by that simple blessing, he brought down huge amounts of bounty to whole states, to thousands and thousands of acres of crops, and things are growing wild, and like, he doesn't know. He's just saying Shakol Niya Bidvaro, he's saying Bore Pri Haetz. It's just like, say, I love you, I think about you, thank you, I cherish that moment with you. You don't know. You don't know who that person is. You're talking to someone and you don't know who he is. You shake a hand of a person, you hug a person, you don't know what you transferred to him and what he transferred to you. You don't have a clue. For that you need to have faith. For that you need to have confidence in the wisdom and greatness of the Creator, that He knows what goes on in this world. You go to a gas station, you stop in a restaurant, you just grab a snack from a grocery store. On the way, you don't know. You don't know, but there is a precise explanation to the reason why you had to take that shirt off the shelf, that specific chocolate bar from that box, why you are picking the third one from the left and not the fourth one from the right. There is a reason for that. And you are choosing, you are picking one red tomato out of 500 in the same box. And you are picking that one that you like. What do you like in it? What's the difference? You think their taste is different? What, a little bit color? Are you eating, tasting the color of the cucumber? Do you taste the color of the tomato? You don't have a clue why you're choosing that one. But you handpicked it. And you're not aware to your actions. You don't have a clue what every fiber and every cell and every particle of that tomato contains and holds and hosts. Huge spirits, divine spirits, things that we're not aware of. And when you take a bite of that tomato, it affects your life. And if you wouldn't be focused to pick the right tomato, you would have different thoughts. And different things would happen in the future of your life. And you're not aware. And you don't know that every carpet that you choose to your house is built from certain fibers that are attached spiritually to higher worlds. And every pillow and every cup and every bite. And if you would take a different bite from your plate, the same food, if you, the order of the bites that you would take out of the plate with your fork would be different, you would become a different person. It would change you in the future to come. And you cannot put it, I'll make all that math and to know how to choose. You can only count on Hashem that He knows the best, what's the best for you. So when you feel that you ate too much, it's the time to put down the fork. Because the Creator, He knows exactly which feelings to give you, but you need to listen to the voice of Hashem. If you have a bad feeling in the middle of a conversation with someone and you feel like you need to take a step back, take a step back. And don't let your sadness on your or your low self-esteem or your negative thoughts to force you to act in a way that your heart is refusing for you to act in. And you need to learn how to move yourself away to the sides. And you need to learn how to control your lusts and your desires. And we need to reveal the true potential of our spirits that are attached with great ropes and ties to a divine world that is revealed only to the eyes of the righteous ones. Because Enei Hashem LaTzadikim, the Creator gave His eyes to the righteous ones. And those pure-hearted ones, they know the truth and they tell you the truth. And you should follow that truth with no end. And not to give up, and not to fall to no sadness and no despair. And not to think, oh, my life is empty, I'm eating from cans, I'm buying my food in cheap markets, I'm not wealthy, I don't have a penthouse, I don't drive a fancy car, I'm not married, I didn't read that book, I don't understand Hebrew, I haven't completed my conversion. All those thoughts are showing your lack of appreciation and understanding to the greatness of the Creator to make you exactly who you are. Exactly. Yes, with those eyebrows, yes, with that color of your hair, and yes, with the fact that you lost half of your hair already in your early age, and yes, with the fact that you're gaining weight, and yes, with the fact that you don't have friends, and yes, with the fact that you don't know how to pay your bills, and yes, with the fact that your back is hurt, and yes, with the fact that you lost your mind, and that you explode on your parents, and that you screamed on your child, yes. With all of that, the Creator, He is still the one who gives you life and makes your life meaningful. And you should make them meaningful too. Because a person walks in the path that his heart desires. And if you have weaknesses, you need to work on yourself slowly, slowly. And the Creator will help you to rise and to climb up from your life challenges and difficulties to more higher, to higher and uplifted places for you to live life of prosperity and spiritual wealth and to come to deep, meaningful understandings and to rise to the heights. I just recommend each and every one of you guys to join me and every day to make a quiet time of simple conversation with yourselves, to follow that advice of having a quiet time with yourselves on daily basis, and to talk to yourselves, to talk to your higher awareness, to talk to your soul, to talk to God, to talk to your spirit, to talk to the Divine One that is healing us from within, and to ask for guidings, to ask for help, to ask for complete salvation and redemption to us all. And may Hashem give us the strength and power to rise and shine and to be pillars of light, lighthouses to the nations, to all our loved ones. Amen. Ken Yehi Ratzon. Thank you.
The world does not exist. Because Olam Milchon Ne'elem, the world is just blocking the light of truth. The world called Alma Deshika, world of light, is just a fake. We're just inside of an illusion. It's just a fake. We're just inside of an illusion.
We're just inside of an illusion.